Business and confidence. We should engage only in activities serving the public. Business is service to public. The more a businessman understands this fact, the wider gets the circle of people interested to do business with him. The direction which at the beginning seemed to be profitable to myself, but detrimental to the public, brought in the long-run prejudice to both. A business success should be based on surmounting our weaknesses. We are harboring in ourselves the enemy of the business success. Cutting out leather is the most unprofitable part of the shoemaking process. Leather is a product of nature, and therefore each piece is different. In leather, even the smallest parts have different characteristics, and each section of a shoe requires another kind of leather as well. Negligently working cutters cut from a good, large piece of leather only few badly made shoes. Working with care, they achieve exactly the opposite. They can cut from a smaller piece of leather of lesser quality, more good quality shoes. Having learned to recognize the extent of such losses by introducing good accounting systems, we found out that progress can be achieved only by lowering such losses. Only the cutters could help to reduce them. It was necessary to change our workers into businessmen liking their own work and to teach them to count by heart. What has so far been done by the boss and few of his trusted collaborators behind closed doors must be accomplished by everybody now. The calculations hidden until now in the boss's safe had to be entrusted to all employees and indeed to every cutter. Consequently, all our business secrets were suddenly easily available to bad competitors who observe all our moves and imitate every step we make. It took our loyal employees a long time to get accustomed to this novelty, and the same happened when we began to take out of the boss's strong box the balance sheets of individual departments, later even of the entire enterprise. These measures have proven indispensable to the people responsible for those departments. It turned out that people cannot successfully work if they are not fully acquainted with everything pertaining to their department. But here again, a boogeyman appeared immediately. In this case, he was dressed as an Internal Revenue man. All kinds of newspapers, written in all kinds of languages, tried hard to make us afraid of the boogeyman. Any small businessman suddenly pretended that unbearably high taxes have so far ruined every business. We had a strange feeling that businesses can exist only if they cheat the atrocious and evil fiscal authorities. By contrast, we knew nothing about law taxes. When we finally managed to control this inherited, incalculated error about taxes, we were halfway on the road to victory. It happened few years before the war. Enlightened by a tax expert, we have stunned the Internal Revenue by producing profits never dreamed about before, in spite of our legitimate use of all the tax alleviations possible. The thus acquired firm legal base saved us many times, particularly when the tax conditions became veritable barriers even to honestly and prudently managed enterprises. The greatest profit of this catharsis consisted in the fact that we were able to continue our activities in full daylight and in full knowledge of all people, and that it was no longer necessary to hide in the boss's safe data, indispensable to the collaborators. I found out how petty people can be in this respect when I met a tanner who had all the prerequisites of success but lacked the knowledge of accurate industrial accounting. When he learned that an accurate accounting system could disclose any time to anybody his financial condition, he was greatly displeased. And he became furious when he realized that his employee could know the exact amount of money he, the boss, used for his personal expenses. He said that to him, it was unthinkable that such things he would not even tell his own wife and quit.